2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday. And as we get going here, we got a lot of things that we want to get to still this hour. I mean, there's tons of stuff to talk about this time of year. Rife with tons of controversies. And at the beginning of the football year, you have so many things that become storylines. I mean, we're kind of desperate for storylines because we want them so much. And then when you get them, you're like, man, the one that is coming out of the NFL right now, for example, is just it's a bit of a disaster. And I know that we talked a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, Scott, when the Miami Dolphins after week one,
right,
when they lose their first game and people start trying to jump ship,
right,
which I
and you were like is and
it
I
sounds
said,
like a joke to me
the, well yeah but is this the new generation is this the
right you brought it up yeah. And without saying millennials, you were very nice about it, and you said is this new generation of kids, you know? And I thought that's crazy, because you know, when you get into this business, you sign a contract, you know that's kind of where you're at. But when
Well,
I'm just saying, when Miami.
No, I get it. Believe me.
Let's see. So, like
we're trained. We're conditioned that you're the rights of that team. I get it.
Well, how about like just being a first year player and you're a rookie in the NFL in the Miami Dolphins case, and you've got one of your star first rounders who goes, I'm out after week one, not liking what he sees in the coaching staff and saying that I'm done with it. And last night on ESPN, Steve Young made some comments around people bailing on the teams that they're with, or
you had Antonio Brown, you had Jalen Ramsey.
So many things.
So many guys just want to get out.
This particular one, the Jalen Ramsey conversation, where he wants to be out of Jacksonville, he requests a trade after the loss of the Titans. Works out perfectly, because they're going to need DBs in Miami, so why not trade him to Miami? But this is what Steve Young had to say about it.
It is now the NBA. I think, obviously, Antonio Brown proved it. He's ended up with the Patriots. Just act that way and you end up with the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did. Lose a game the first game, like, call my agent, I want out of here. This is the NBA now. And front office of the NFL are going to have to deal the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into all sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put on a hard line. There's no one going to be traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this, because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true. There's no.
He almost sounded like Lee Corso to me right there. There's a lot here.
Because he's like yelling.
Let me unwind all this.
Unpack some of it for me.
Okay, first of all, there were strikes over this. Players are like, we need to be free to go wherever we want. And there was a limited free agency that was brought about. So players have wanted this for years, Alex. This is not a new thing. This is not an NBA thing. The NBA looked at the NFL and go, you guys are crazy. We're going to have free agent. We're going to have guys go around. The fear of the owners was that people, if they left, it would lose the identity of the program. That was the Larry Bird rule, that if Larry Bird was anywhere other than Boston, Boston would cease to exist. It wouldn't make any sense. So if you have Joe Montana and he leaves the 49ers, or Roger Staubach and he leaves, you know, or Terry Bradshaw and they leave the Steelers, it just doesn't seem right. It's like there's actually
are you saying they should be able to go wherever they want whenever they want?
They have been for years. This isn't new. As Steve Young saying, these owners have to do what? Get together and say we're going to have a communist society. You're not going anywhere.
Well,
we live in a free market society.
No, but Steve Young's
benefited from this.
But I'm just saying, like, it does seem
John
a little
Elway,
bit crazy.
1983, goes, I'm not playing for the Colts. Are you kidding me?
Eli Manning says, I'm not playing for
the Chargers.
Right.
I mean, this isn't new. This is like the only thing is there's very little leverage that NFL players have. Okay, so John Elway in 1983, he uses baseball. Antonio Brown in 2019, he uses social media. He uses frozen feet. Whatever he uses, it doesn't matter. So to say this, I don't agree with what he's saying, that the league needs to get together and not have this be the NBA. That's crazy.
But I get what he's saying about this idea of going, because there are going to be bad teams, everybody who's on a bad team can't just go, oh, I'm out of here. Let's all just bail from this
team.
Have
you ever been on a bad team, Alex?
Of course I have. But guess what?
Well,
think about it.
I don't want to hear this, Alex, about, you know, being on a bad team develops character.
No, it's not even about
Nobody
that.
Wants
no, it's not about that. But
have you ever played for the Cincinnati Bengals? Okay, Steve, let me just tell you about Steve Young. Where was he? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right.
And how good were they?
Pretty darn good. And that orange.
And do you know where Steve Young would be today? Irrelevant.
If it wasn't for free agency.
If it wasn't for the fact that he could leave and go to a good team.
I think it's just about getting out of control, though, because the NBA, even though it's looked at as like you can kind of go anywhere and be anywhere, they still have limited free agency. I mean, they make it to where you can't be in certain places for a long, long, long time unless you want to be, right?
Right.
But I do think that it does, to me, like he just used the Chiefs, for example. He goes, people are just going to want to say, I want to play for the Patriots. I want to play for the Chiefs. Think about when you were growing up, how good the Chiefs and the Patriots were.
No one wanted
play for those teams in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, to me, it shows you that it flip-flops and it does go
it's
both.
Cyclical.
Right.
No question.
But didn't you think, like, for example.
Fortune can change.
Well, did you see Detroit as a place where you were like, they're already amazing? Or did you think to yourself, I'm going to go there and help be a part of making them amazing?
So I knew and recognized that, look, things change, things happen, and with the right combination of people and organization, you can do well. And quite frankly, in my time in Detroit, and you can argue whatever you want, but I can tell you, we made the playoffs. We had good football teams. Had we continued with that, we would have continued to
make. Right, but they weren't doing that before you showed up.
They weren't doing it before I showed up, and they haven't done it since I left. And they haven't. I mean, Matthew Stafford has not won a playoff game in 11 years in being in Detroit. And they're just – I mean, there are places that go for years. And I'm baffled by the Miami Dolphins right now. I'm baffled that they actually are losing so horrendously and that people want to leave there. I love playing there. I love the organization. I love the city. I loved – the whole area was amazing. We would travel to other cities, and the hotels were packed with Dolphins fans.
Right.
You know, we go to Indianapolis, or we go to New York, or we even go to Buffalo, and they're like Miami fans because it was a national brand. And I mean, look at the Cowboys have been in, like, they haven't, they've been out in nowhere. The Washington Redskins right now.
But how do you deal with a team that, like, because what you haven't had before is basically this feel like the whole team just doesn't want to play there. And, certainly there are cities that they know their organization stinks. Like, dude, I mean, listen.
Cincinnati, the organization stinks.
And by the way, when we were in Detroit a few years ago and we're at their practice facility, and we were interviewing Kyle Van Noy. He hated being there. And I remember that was the year he got traded 3 weeks later from when we were there. And he was just, like, not happy there. He did not like the way things were going. And part of it was he wasn't getting the playing time that he thought he deserved. And you know, it just so happened that Bill Belichick was like, I'll give you some playing time if you can earn it here.
Well, he fit what they were doing.
But he fit what they were doing. Yeah. But I'm saying that, like, guys being unhappy in a locker room happen a lot. So what do you do when a team is so bad, like Miami right now, and everybody seemingly wants to leave?
Here's how you handled being on a bad team. You were a professional. You're like, I'm paid to do my job. I'm paid to see this thing through to the very end. So you never changed your routine. You didn't like cut things short. You went and worked hard. I mean, some guys did. Some guys just said, "I'm not practicing. I'm not practicing during the week, or you can put me on IR or whatever." You know, but it was a matter of having enough respect for the game of professional football and the way everyone there is the very best of the very best. You still have to put forward that great attitude.
So what do you tell
attitude and effort?
What do you tell those guys who say they want to leave a team?
Honestly, I don't fault them. I'm just telling you, I've been on bad teams. It's not fun. It's not fun to go through what I just explained. And if I had a chance to get out, I'd get out. No question about it. I think the players today just are more vocal and feel like they have more leverage than maybe players in
probably
my day.
Tougher than your generation.
I don't know about tougher, but maybe smarter.
All right, we're going to take the break here when we come back. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled. The top 10 college power programs of all time. What are the best college football programs of all time? We've got the top
Utah.
10 list. We got the top 10 list for you. Scott can't say Utah with a straight face, but he'll try next. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.